The Honorable Mr. Cavanis is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Just one second, Mr. Schultz. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Stephen Robert Schultz, 312743.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 17, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I am representing myself, sir.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We have a four-member panel. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Schultz and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do, sir.
Mr. Schultz, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin the hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest, or begin phase one, that is. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse under criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two was demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your parole officer by failing to report in an established residency at Traditions, 2429 West Vista Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 15th, 2017, as verbally directed on September 15th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Schultz, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Schultz's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Schultz, before I move forward, you're reminded that you only have 13 days left.
Correct.
On your community supervision, and it is your choice whether or not you want to continue with this hearing. You can either kill your number or we move forward. Now, again, this is not to wave you off. All I'm saying is, with administrative time, it could take about that long anyways. What's that?
I understand. I do completely understand, and I just want to mention one thing, sir.
Yes, sir.
I realize I only have 13 days left. The reason I left is, they said I had a detainer out of Idaho. They said, when I was at Steiner, over in Buckeye, they told me that Idaho was coming to get me the whole time, so I didn't set up any sort of parole plan. Well, September 14th, Idaho emailed Arizona and told them to release the detainer. The following day, they told me, let's go. I said, where are we going? They said, you're going to Phoenix. I got to the parole office. The parole officer even, he told me, he says, I was you why we give them sign these conditions. He says, you have nowhere to live. You're not from this area. He said, here is a bus pass and an address for a place that you can possibly go. And good luck to you. And report back on Monday. I work in Lake Havasu. I explained that to him, knowing that I had the 60 days hanging over my head.
Sir, I don't wish to interrupt you. Actually, I want to hear this, but do you want to continue with the full hearing?
No, sir.
Okay, you do want to kill your number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and speak with him. We're just having a discussion. Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I immediately just down went to Lake Havasu, went back to work, and then I got picked up for the parole violation. There was some serious problems with the way the system is working. I mean, I had no chance to even set up a parole plan because they just dumped me in the downtown Phoenix area with a day on September 15th, and I didn't even have any parole plan whatsoever. So I appreciate you guys trying to give me a chance, but I really didn't. I don't even know anybody in Phoenix, and I didn't know where to go. So I went back to the house.
Sir, can I ask you a very candid question? And it's a really a curiosity, and that is,
yes, sir.
Are you saying right now you're better off waiting to leave the prison system inside than outside?
God, I hate this place. This is not for me. I've been doing this too. I wasted most of my adult life in and out doing this, you guys, and I'm the only one to blame for this. But what was I supposed to do in Phoenix? I don't know anybody there.
Well, sir, we're coming close to the end of our hearing. We're coming close to the end of the hearing. If you're killing your number, but are you leaving the state when you are free and clear? Is that the plan?
I plan on living in Lake Havasu.
And do you have a plan to transition there?
I work for my boss, Pedro Espinoza, and that's why if I would have been paroled in Hobby County, I would have done successful there. But I didn't have any parole plan to go there. They just out of the blue told me to go to Phoenix when Idaho dropped the detainer.
Okay, so, sir.
I apologize. I appreciate you guys trying to give me a chance, but I'm not from the Phoenix area, and I don't have any family there, and I didn't have my employment is in Lake Havasu.
Well, sir, I appreciate that you needed this form to explain what happened to you during your community supervision. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to end the hearing, if that's okay. And that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3365, our discussion with Mr. Schultz, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Schultz was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision in Hadlocks, or is about to lapse in a criminal laser company.
Second.
Agree.
All right, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schultz, and we did hear you, and we do wish you a safe transition back to the community. You're heading back to Lake Havasu in 13 days, and I'm very happy to tell you that that's before Christmas. So have a nice holiday season.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.